Good morning. We don't have too many little ones, but anyway, we're happy that all of you are here. And isn't it wonderful to see the junior children up here today?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Well, I'm a fill-in today, so pray for me. I want to tell you the most exciting trip I ever took in my whole life. My dad, my sister, and brother-in-law took our passports. We got on the airplane in Portland, Oregon. When we arrived, my brother, who is the treasurer of the division, met us at the airport. And where do you think I went? I went to Russia. We landed in Moscow. And in Moscow, you see many things. The Kremlin is there, the House of Opera, the largest trolley bus in the world. Some of them are double-deckers. But what intrigued me the most was the Underground Railroad. You could take an escalator and go clear down underground and get on a railroad and go. They have 5,700 miles of railroad track. They have the tallest buildings in Europe. And people everywhere. It's amazing to go and visit. Well, the next day we left Moscow and we flew to a town called Irkutsk. My brother did his business. He collects tithe and offering. We went to the pastor's house for lunch. And then he took us on a tour of the town. It was springtime. The flowers were out. There was still snow on the ground. Where do you think I was? In Siberia. Have you studied about Siberia and Russia in school? I'm sure you have. Then we went out to Lake Baikal. It's kind of like Crater Lake. And Lake Baikal is the oldest and deepest freshwater lake in the world. We took a boat ride. And I wondered, can you really, really see Russia from here? Do you think you could see Russia from Siberia? No, you cannot see it, but it's only 65 miles across what they call the Bering Straits, or another name for it is the Ice Curtain. Next, you know what we did for 2,000 miles? We got on the Trans-Siberian Railroad. We could hear the train coming into the tracks, right into the station. And I wondered if we were going to be able to get there on time. We took our tickets, gave them to the conductor, got on the train, and we each had a berth. That's a place where we sleep. And you could walk up and down between the railroad cars. You could see the trees were all small and spindly, because there's so much snow there during the wintertime. What else did I see? We'd stop occasionally for passengers, to pick up passengers. And finally, we arrived at the destination. 2,000 miles, how long do you think that took us? 2.5 days. That's a long time. But we really enjoyed it, just rocking back and forth about 50 miles an hour. When we got back to the station, we flew back to Moscow. And then, this is the part I want you to really remember. We went out to the college on Sabbath and Sunday, and they were having a graduation. And the president of the college was speaking to the graduates. And this is what he said. He said, and he looked right at the graduates, and he said, "Some of you are going to be nurses and doctors. You might make mistakes, but never give up. And you might be a teacher, maybe a PE teacher, who knows? And never, never give up. Even though the students get rowdy, you just never give up and hang right in there. And how about you? Are you a secretary? You might send a letter to the wrong person, but don't get discouraged. Just never give up." And then he looked to the back and he said, "I bet that's a dentist." What if you pulled the wrong tooth? Oh my goodness. You would really feel like giving up, wouldn't you? But don't give up, because God is with you and can help you. And I bet you have a bicycle. Do you have a bicycle? You had training wheels for a while, and you were trying to ride your bicycle, and you fell off, or maybe somebody pushed you off. Do you just sit there and cry? No. You get right back up on your bicycle and say, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. I'm going to keep trying. And that's what he did. And that's what this little bucket is about, too, because it's a real short story. It's a big bucket. There were two boys. They went down to the creek, and they picked up two frogs, and they went to Mr. Brown's barn, and they opened one bucket of milk, and they put a frog in one bucket, and they put a frog in the other bucket. They wanted to do an experiment, and they tipped the lid a little bit so he could breathe but not jump out. And the next day they came back, and the one guy opened the bucket, and oh, what happened to that frog? Oh, my goodness. And then they opened the other bucket, and guess what? There, it just jumped right out, and he said, how did that happen? How did that little frog jump out, and how did he stay alive? And they said, well, this is what I did. I swam and swam and swam and tried and never gave up. And all night long I swam and I tried. And I churned some cream into butter and sat on a clump of butter until you opened the lid and I jumped out. Well, sometimes that's the way life is. So what do we learn from this? What do I want you to learn from this? Never give up. Can you say it? Never give up. That sounds kind of poor. Try it again.
Never give up.
What about your parents? Could they say that with you? Ready? Never give up. Let God help you with your life goals. Don't let your parents, don't give up on your parents. How about that one? Because they're your best friend. And don't talk so much, but listen to your teachers. And parents, never give up praying for your children. Isaiah 44 says, I will pour out my spirit on your sons and daughters, so don't be afraid. And I'm praying for my two children that are out of the church. Many prayers and tears, I tell you. Most important, do you think you never want to lose your love for Jesus? So study and pray and believe that he's coming again sooner than you think. And now they're going to sing for you.